The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
The final score, I'll leave it up to you. You want to put a period on the Rockets season now or talk about Golden State now, because we're going to do both.
I'm not saying anything about the Rockets.
Talk about guys learning their lessons.
All those jokes you had when the cameras were on. No, you ain't going to say that.
I'm not saying anything about the Rockets. I apologize to Daryl Morey, Tad.
No, that was doing what happened tonight, man. Talk about that.
Kenny, that was...
Embarrassing.
I mean, that team plays with no energy and no passion. You would think, you look at, you know, Ernie put the stat out earlier, from the time that Steph Curry had gotten hurt, you think it would energize them. Because they were tired the other day at halftime, end up losing that game by over 20. And to come out tonight and lose by 30, that tells me that team, and I don't ever, they got no passion whatsoever, man. I mean, they just go through the motions. And that's the one thing you can't do in pro sports, just go through the motions. You can get beat by a better team, but if you just go through the motions, you're going to get humiliated, especially by the team the way the Warriors play.
That sounds...
All right, it's time to get our draft on and turn the Rockets off. Let's get it rolling. It's a Knicks Place Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Knicks Place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master back in studio. If you want to get in today, we're not going to take any calls because we're on location, sorry. But you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Just find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776 is your number, and it's draft day, and we are out here.
Merry Christmas, Fred.
Knick's Place, and I feel like I am home. This is, for those of you who have listened to the show for a while, I mean, I practically used to live here. I live right across the street. In fact, I moved into a place for a while just so I could be across the street from Knick's Place. So it's always cool to come back, and when I do, what do I see? The same people. I see Nick, I see Mel out here working, and Joe behind the bar, and long hair guy.
So all the times that you've been here, those glasses that are hanging up, they're like martini glasses. Have you ever drank out of one of those?
No, I have not.
I don't think you're a real regular then.
I'm not anymore because I, you know.
I don't think you were ever one if you hadn't drank one of those.
No, I've drank everything else in this place.
Who's
though?
Long hair guy?
The guy at the bar over there who's always here.
He's That's his name, there. Long hair guy?
I think so, yeah.
Long hair guy quit smoking.
Yeah, I know.
I was proud of him.
So, and we're on the American side. Now, there's two sides to the bar when you come in. And if you guys are looking for a place to come hang out, then obviously it's the best place to come watch the draft. It's the best place to come hang out with us. We're going to be here till 6 today. So,
I'm
going to
hang around a little and watch some draft, too, because I don't want to be driving home while picks are being made.
Yeah, I'll be listening on our station on the way home because I've unfortunately –
What, you got something prioritized tonight over the draft?
No, I still have a wife that's not 100%, and I'm still a little worried about whether or not...
If she dies, she dies.
Yeah, I know, and there's a lot of good insurance money in it for me if she does, but I'd rather not have her die because I'm sitting at Nick's drinking and watching the draft.
Think about our future, though, Fred.
I mean...
Solidifying our future.
I'm working on other things to do that, so... But now we're on the American side because the other side of the bar is the European side where they're over there watching soccer. So you want to be on this side.
That's weird.
It's always been the European side.
But that's weird that they watch soccer over there.
Well, it's European.
Right.
And they like soccer.
I'm just letting you know it's weird.
It's a little weird. But
I would never go to that side.
You know, I can't recall. Well, I tell you what. I have been on that side a few times when this side was too crowded for like a Texans game.
Okay.
But there was no soccer on that. It was just Texans. So anyway, Text us at 713-780-3776. Is there really anything we need to say about the Rockets?
Can we play some Dust in the Wind?
Let's just do that.
Jung, is that appropriate for today? Because the Rockets season, which I, if you recall, put to an end in early January.
I think it was a little before that, actually. It might have been pre-Christmas. I think it was like the last week of December.
Okay.
We didn't have many shows. We had like one show in there somewhere. I think it was right after Christmas is when you said.
I remember coming in and saying, I'm done with this team. They are what they are. They're a middle-of-the-road, nothing team. They're not going to get better. Stop thinking that they're going to make some great run and be a championship contender, because that's what people thought preseason. It didn't matter. That this isn't the same team.
And it never was. It never was close to being the same team.
That team is just gutless. And they last night was another great example of it. And honestly, I know James Harden's going to be back, and I'm not saying that he should be back, but they don't really have much of a choice but to have him back. There's nobody else on this team, if they were gone, that I would say, oh, they're really going to miss that guy. Get rid of all of them. If anybody's a free agent, let them walk. I don't care.
Yeah, there's no one on this team. Frankly, if you brought back a whole completely different team next year, I wouldn't be upset. But you're right. You're stuck with Harden. And we've been talking about all this stuff. Where does Dwight Howard want to go? He's obviously going to opt out. And what are they going to do at head coach? And is Morey in trouble? It's all the same crap we've been saying for months, so there's no point in going back over it today. All those questions are still there. The team's different than they were before the series. When we said, I said they'd win one game.
You were right.
And the rest of them, they just quit. And that's what they've been all year. They show you flashes that, hey, maybe they are better than this, and then they go back to doing what they're doing. And there's just nothing any different. I mean, I really don't feel like there's anything left to say about these guys until they actually do something in the offseason.
I don't know. I mean, and I think at this point, you're talking about a total rebuild. You're more than one offseason away from being competitive.
Well, I mean, competitive for what? I mean, that's the question.
I mean,
they were competitive for the playoffs.
Competitive to being like a title contender.
Oh, I think they're – I don't know that they're not 3-4 years away
right.
from that.
Right,
yeah,
but
point.
This isn't something
I think last year was their window. And, they happened to run into a historically good team and didn't get there. And now I think it's time you've got to hit the reset button. And I'm sure they will. If they try to bring back the same group minus Dwight Howard, then you're going to see the exact same thing next year. They're back to being what they were before Howard got here, which is a team that's going to struggle to make the playoffs. It's got one player who can put up points. And until they could find – at one point last night where Harden was out there scoring and the rest of the team was, 5-for-38 or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
You've got to find some pieces to put around him.
I mean, Trevor Ariza.
You
couldn't have had a worse game if you tried.
And he's been bad all year. That's one thing that last year he played pretty well. He's been bad all year. Corey Brewer's been bad all year. I have nothing to add about this team. I mean, it's the same stuff we said before the series, and everybody called us haters and idiots and, give them a chance, and they'll raise their game in the playoffs and blah, blah, blah. No, they didn't. It was exactly what we said was going to happen. And I know you like to say I told you so. I really don't. But we told you so. So I don't know where you go with it from here.
I like to tell people.
I know you do. Actually, sometimes I do. In this case, I do because people got so mean.
And like I said, where does James Harden rank on your list of guys in the league that you want to start a team with?
I don't know. It's too easy to overreact to the season. If you tell me I'll get last year's James Harden, he's way up there. If you're telling me this,
how many times have you gotten last year's James Harden?
You got him one time. But you know what? If you tell me I'm going to get that one more time before he retires, then I should have a team that's good enough to make a run again. But I don't, I think he's got to. It's the same crap I've been saying for months. He's got to beef up his defense. He's got to quit turning the ball over. And until that happens, I don't know where I'd put him on that list. But I feel like I'm just replaying something I've said 100 times on the show. And I guess you have to do it because the season's over. But
last time we'll do it this year.
Well, then the draft will come up. It's like, oh.
Well, we'll talk about it more then. But
yeah, we'll talk about it.
Honestly, really, this team is so frustrating that it's almost refreshing to know that they're now dead. That
we don't have to worry about them.
We've thrown dirt on the body, and it's like, oh, finally.
We can actually get on to some real basketball.
It's like if you have an aunt who always gets really drunk at Thanksgiving and, like, acts an ass, and then she dies, and you're kind of sad, but at the same time, you're kind of like, God, it's going to be so much nicer next Thanksgiving when Aunt Bonnie's not running around here with a bottle of whiskey in her back pocket and punching kids. It's going to be so much better, right?
More whiskey for me. That's right. Why it's going to be better. Right. So that just means we get more whiskey. All right. So enough Rockets crap. We're going to get
rest in peace, Aunt Bonnie, by the way.
Yeah, and prayers up. Is that Dwight or is that James Harden? All right, we're going to take a quick break.
That's this team. The whole team is Aunt Bonnie.
Oh.
But they're dead.
Was Aunt Bonnie with the whole team?
No, Aunt, she might have been. I don't know.
Okay, I don't
know. If they came over on Thanksgiving, they could have been.
Okay. Just saying, at least somebody could take it to the... Never mind. Let's take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz. Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
Ooh, Sherry's Berries. Now I remember why you're my favorite. Don't tell your sister.
Of course I won't. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
There's no one like your mom. So this Mother's Day, treat her to a gift as unique and unforgettable as she is. Sherry's Berries. She'll love their big, juicy strawberries dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey deliciousness. Then covered with premium gourmet toppings like chopped nuts, signature swizzles, and rich chocolate chips. And you'll love this sweet deal. Right now, this gift starts at $19.99. Plus, you can pick your delivery date and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh and beautifully packaged. So this Mother's Day, really surprise Mom. Forget the usual. Give her a gift that's dipped, delicious, and unexpected. Sherry's Berries. But hurry, Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com. Click the microphone in the upper right corner and enter special code 1717. That's berries.com, special code 1717.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Good reputations are hard to come by. Stellar reputations, even harder. And when it comes to reputations among car dealers, one dealership rises above the rest. Star Motor Cars, Houston's oldest authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership. At Star Motor Cars, our stellar reputation comes from rock-solid service and a selection of available inventory that reminds each customer how important their business is to Star. The all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE is an SUV with the heart and soul of a sports car, a new pedigree in power. If you're one with an eye for design, then driving the new GLE will put all eyes on you. Visit Star Motor Cars at 7000 Old Katy Road and test drive the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLE or any of Mercedes-Benz luxury vehicles today. Star Motor Cars. Forever luxurious.
Since 2011, my company has grown to over 500 employees. My name is Chuck Watson, chairman of Twin Eagle. With our tremendous growth, we needed a human resources and payroll company that could grow with us. That company is HR&P. And as laws have changed, like the Affordable Care Act, HR&P has kept us in compliance. So while I focus on growing Twin Eagle, I trust that HR&P will handle the rest.
Get started at HRP.net.
This is Wingstop Tweet Talk. Pink and Patron tweets, I accidentally ordered some wings from Wingstop 2 weeks in advance once. Accident? Sounds more like a gift from the future. When the Crave calls, you answer it. Unexpected consequences are what time travel is all about. And look what you brought back. Our new Smoke 9 wing. It took 9 iterations to perfect this mesquite dry rub with a smoky finish. So write your future self a thank you note. Smoke 9. Order it online and get it before it disappears.
Tee it up at Edmund Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit for the Cleveland 588 RTX 2.0 wedge. Now $89.99 for a limited time. Cleveland's advanced Rotex face and spin technologies are combined to provide maximum spin, control, and versatility. Make the switch to Srixon Golf Balls. You'll save $10 and get a dozen Z-Star balls for just $34.99. Downwind, crosswind, into the wind. Srixon, a better ball in the wind. Edmund Watts, home with a 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
From the ESPN
ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, 610 the South Loop, eastbound at Broad. Watch for an accident. There's a problem on 59 northbound at Willcrest and a stalled truck out on the west same Houston Tollway southbound at Bel Air. This report's brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. You could settle for those leftovers or you could go to Buffalo Wild Wings where the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch menu has mouthwatering specials daily. Make the safe bet and go to B-Dubs, Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings Beer Sports, 25 Houston area locations. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge, just off Westheimer. You can't miss it. It's in between Fondren and Gessner, right in there. So if you're out and about in the area, or maybe you're in the gallery area and you want to get the hell out of the gallery area because you don't want to be there, come on down here. Hang out with us. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. The Hustletown team is still here, so you can meet those guys. And have some great alcohol, great food here, too, by the way. Love this place. So come check it out. Couple of things from Twitter. Matt asked, do you see any improvement as time goes on from Capella? I could see that. That's a guy I wouldn't mind keeping, but if you got rid of him, it wouldn't break my heart either. I mean, I don't know that he's ever going to be great, but he's a nice little piece that needs to improve. Luis says, Rockets aren't done yet, guys. Hashtag you never know. Jeremy says, so now that the Rockets are done, you guys can move on and talk about how much the Astros suck. Hashtag same difference. Actually, we probably won't. If the Astros continue to suck,
we just don't talk about them when they suck.
Yeah, because nobody will care.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, you might care a little more because they were good last year, but they were so bad for so long, and we just never really talked about them. And I think we did a whole segment on them yesterday, and I hope we never do that again.
Yeah. As far as the Rockets and the Texans, when they suck, we have to talk about it because people care about them, and they had expectations for. That's what it really boils down to. If the Rockets, if they came into the season and we expected them to be the 76ers, nobody would be that upset about this. But people had high expectations for them and high hopes. That's why they suck, you know, because people thought that they were a championship contender. The Texans, you know, we have to talk about them when they're good. We have to talk about them when they suck. The Astros, the reason I think we've talked so much about the Astros this year is because we finally had expectations. The Astros screwed themselves last year by being kind of good. Now we think, hey, it looks like you guys have some good players over here. Maybe you should be good, and now they're not. Now it's very frustrating, so we have to talk about it a little bit.
Yeah.
Once we figure out that the Astros suck forever, we'll let them go back under a rock. Plus, so, that Sports Illustrated curse, hard to overcome.
Yeah, that that's for next year. That ruined them next year.
Right.
That didn't ruin them this year. But, last night when I got home, well, we went to we had a great dinner last night at that Melting Pot.
Yeah.
That place is fantastic. I highly recommend for date night. We'll be talking about them a lot over the next few weeks. That place is awesome. So we went and had dinner, and then so I get home, set up my TV with I could set it up to put whatever channels I want on the TV. Astros, Rockets, and your Predators, Ducks.
Oh, yeah.
And
that was awesome.
That was awesome. I cashed a nice ticket on that, too. Plus, I went ahead and bet the Predators last night because I was looking for something to bet.
You know what? I think I realized the Predators are the only team, and I don't care about them all the time. I only care about them in the playoffs. But they're the only team that I have, like, I find myself actually cheering for, like, with an emotional attachment.
Yeah.
Because I think it's because I don't watch any other hockey.
Yeah.
But I realized last night, I had no money on that Predators Ducks series game, none of it.
I did tell you before the series about the Predators.
You did, but I was cheering my ass off for the Predators, so I feel like that might be my team.
4 years in a row.
Even though I really don't really – I don't like hockey.
I know, I do.
But I do like Game 7 hockey when it's 2-1. And like the last – I could have done with just watching the last 10 minutes of that game would have been
probably
great.
Probably. But I – the thing about the – when I looked at that stat about the Ducks losing 3 game sevens in a row at home before last night after being up 3-2, I went ahead and punched another ticket on the Predators to win the game last night, I think plus 110.
Nice.
So I've had a nice run on the hockey here in the first round, and you know, we'll see what happens in the next round. And I'll kind of, there's some good series now. We kind of got rid of the pretenders and a couple of teams that could have won the cup. Check this out. Of the eight teams left, there's only been one win a Stanley Cup in the last 10 years. So it's going to be somebody new, most likely.
Penguins.
The Penguins, yeah. When Anaheim lost last night, that was the last of them. So Anaheim and, of course, the Bruins didn't get in, but the Kings, the Blackhawks, I mean, all these teams that have won cups are gone. So there's a good chance we'll get somebody new, which is fun. Maybe it'll be your Predators, who I have at 24-1, which would be great.
I hope so.
713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. So we'll talk more about that. The game one of the Capitals Penguins is tonight, and I think I like the Penguins in that series. That's enough of hockey. So we have a Sam Bradford update. I know you're excited about that.
Give me the update, Fred.
Guess who seems to be in on Sam Bradford? Your Denver Broncos.
The Oklahoma Sooners.
No. I think they want Jason White back, but
they'll take whoever they can get.
Josh Heupel.
The belldozer.
Josh Heupel.
That's what they want. Okay.
Denver Broncos reportedly are in on Sam Bradford, which I don't know how, unless we're talking about a complete restructuring of his contract.
It would have to be.
Yeah. But I think they want more than a second-round pick. So if you're the Broncos, are you giving up your last pick of the first round for this guy? If you can make it work under the cap. It's going to be better. It's probably better than trying to throw Connor Cook out there, which is most likely the guy who would still be
sitting
there.
Yeah, but Connor Cook wouldn't cost you the same money.
No, we could afford that.
I mean,
plus you've got Mark Sanchez. Is Sam Bradford any different than Mark Sanchez?
Not really.
Well, I don't know that I'd be all that interested in that if I'm the Broncos. I think, you know, they've kind of committed that they're going to do whatever at quarterback, and I'm not so sure spinning a pick and then tearing up your cap to get this guy in is really the best thing. So, 713-780-ESPN. Did you see the guy who'd never seen hockey before that became Twitter famous? That was hilarious. Yeah, we'll hit on that tomorrow when we're not looking ahead to so much draft stuff. But so I wrote something today about your Texans and what I think they should do. Mixed reaction, in my opinion.
Okay.
I know everybody wants the wide receiver. They all want a wide receiver to give Osweiler a weapon.
Not me. Everybody except us.
I know. I'm in agreement here. And
actually, I heard Craig on that last show. Craig's not a wide receiver guy either.
Good.
On Hustletown.
Good. So there's three of us that don't think they should go receiver. I don't think it's a need. I really don't. I think it's something you can beef up. But I'm not sure it's one that you need to spend a first-round pick on Corey Coleman and then ask him to return kicks. When you've got a chance to fix that offensive line, you got a chance to add a defensive end, which they still need to do. And if a guy like Taylor Decker is not there, then that means there's probably some really good players at other positions that you can either trade down out of that pick for a team that gets desperate. Yeah, this Miles Jack microsurgery thing is probably going to scare a bunch of people off of him, but let's say somebody wants him at 22 if he falls there, which it very well could happen if he's really contemplating microfracture surgery. Pick up a couple extra picks. There's about 10 receivers that can do what you're going to ask them to do, and I think get one of those in the second round, man. Fix that offensive line.
Let me ask you, who's the best receiver in this draft?
I think it's Laquon Treadwell, but I don't –
Nobody knows, though. There's no, like, consensus number one guy.
It's just an opinion, just like every team has.
Brandon was here earlier talking about, I don't think the Falcons messed up when they picked Julio Jones when they already had Roddy White. And I said, dude, if Julio Jones was in this draft, A, he damn sure would never fall to 22. B, I couldn't fault you for taking. That's like a franchise-changing receiver. That's a, you know, two or three guys like Julio Jones come around every 10 years. There's not one guy like Julio Jones in this draft. There's some good receivers, but yeah, they're all kind of the same guy. Well, I shouldn't even say that. The reason why the whole receiver conversation came up with the Texans to begin with is the Texans need to get faster. They need to have someone with game-breaking speed. And then now they're talking about Treadwell, who he ain't fast.
No.
I mean, he's
– Well, he's very similar to the guy they already have in DeAndre Hopkins. He'll go up and get the ball. He's strong. He'll get open. He's pretty good after the catch, but he's not –
But even that, I mean, would you agree DeAndre Hopkins is better than what you thought he would be?
No, I was always higher on him than you were. I always thought that guy had a chance to be a number one receiver in the league.
But did you think he'd be a top 5 or 10 receiver in the league?
Well, if you're a number one receiver on a team that passes a lot, you have a chance to get up there. I don't think he's quite that yet, but yes. I
think he's getting there.
I thought he had the potential to be that kind of player. Wasn't sure that he was going to be.
You think this guy has that same potential, Treadwell?
I do.
Okay.
I do. And, you know, but I don't know. He's very similar to what you already have. I guess there's nothing wrong with having two of those.
I guess not. I mean, but it doesn't really change the profile of your team. I like him because he catches the ball. He doesn't drop.
Yeah.
But I just – it doesn't seem like the biggest need. And when you just spend a third-round pick on Jalen Strong
– Well, and that's –
And you're already like, oh, that guy sucks. We're done with that. I mean –
But see, that's the flip side, is I do think he's going to be your number two receiver this year. If he's not –
Then draft the receiver next year.
If you're drafting one this year, then what you're telling me is, okay, we screwed that pick up too.
And you're telling me that after you saw that, how many games did Jalen Strong play? 6?
And he had some moments when he was out there. So, to me, I think that's a guy you have. And we'll talk about this when we come back, but a lot of this year's draft.
And if you're the same guy who pointed at Jalen Strong and said, yeah, I want him, I don't want you to be allowed to pick a first-round receiver. You should have that responsibility revoked.
Yeah, whoever the scout or GM or coach is who's saying, let's take this Corey Coleman. I like him as much as I did Jalen Strong last year.
If you're ready to give up on him that fast, then you clearly suck at figuring out who's a good receiver.
Well, we'll talk.
My bad. He played 10 games last year.
All right, there you go.
Had a whopping 14 receptions. I don't know. I'm not great at math, but that's 1 point. I think it's 1.4. to 1.8 receptions per game.
I think it's 1.4. I think you got it right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was just a guess.
Okay. All right.
John, can you confirm?
Yeah, we got to ask the math wizard.
I confirm.
Can you do quick Asian math? 10 games played, 14 receptions equals 1.4 reception per game. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you, John. And that's why we keep an Asian producer.
Even though he is
that and he
the worst math Asian ever.
Small hands are good at running the board.
Yeah, except he didn't punch the button on the
true
at the open. Although I just thought maybe Heath Ledger didn't want to come on at 3 o'clock. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back. Lots more to get to. Your text, 713-780-3776. Hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on Facebook or just come on out to Nick's Place. If you want to ask a question on air, you need to be here to do it. Because we can't take any phone calls. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 0202. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 0202. That's proflowers.com, secret code 0202.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding. And they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The better Business Bureau has awarded them an A rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-839-9169. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-839-9169. That's 1-800-839-9169. 1-800-839-9169.
It's draft day, so join us at Nick's Place for the ESPN 97.5 Draft Day Party. We're broadcasting live all day long, getting you ready for the draft at 6. Meet us at the best Italian food and drink spot in Houston, Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge, off Westheimer.
My eyes are killing me. I am so tired of dealing with contact lenses. Maybe it's finally time to get LASIK. But is it really safe? Will it hurt? Can I even afford it? Maybe I'll just keep dealing with my contacts.
Well, if you're thinking about getting LASIK, we have great news. Jafi LASIK is your answer for safe, pain-free, affordable LASIK. Jafi simply has the best laser technology at the best price in Houston, guaranteed. Dr. Stephen Jafi, a leader in LASIK for over two decades, started Jafi LASIK on a simple premise, providing exceptional patient quality of care and great value. Jafi Houston treats nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism starting as low as $495, and you'll be treated by Dr. Kevin Merkley, a board-certified LASIK specialist with over 27,000 procedures performed. Call Jafi LASIK at 844-335-3937 for your free LASIK exam. The exam is 100% free. Call 844-335-3937 before this Friday and save an additional $200 plus guaranteed financing. Call 844-335-3937. 844-335-3937.
Root Sports is your home for live Astros game coverage and more. Now available on Xfinity, AT&T UVerse, and DirecTV. This season, when the Astros take the field, so do you on Root Sports. Additional fees may apply.
If you're a law enforcement professional, a gun owner, or avid outdoorsman, then Top Brass Military and Tactical is a store you need to know about. They have the largest selection of high-quality tactical clothing and gear, and they do it at the lowest prices with expert services. They're stocked with tactical brands like 511, Blackhawk, Safariland, and so much more. For active military, they have uniform insignia and boots. Man, do they have boots. Visit Top Brass Military's two locations on 2500 North Freeway and 11941 Southwest Freeway, and check them out at topbrassmilitary.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's Place on Rocky Ridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Early start today here at Nick's Place. The only thing that doesn't feel right here is I don't have a beer. I probably should have a beer.
I had one earlier.
Yeah.
With my lunch, I had the Cablanasian calzone.
Yeah.
It's a grown man meal.
So you ate Shawnee, is what you're telling me.
I ate Shawnee.
So no, don't.
I ate Shawnee's Hot Pocket.
So what beer do you have?
Hopadillo.
Oh, they got Hopadillo here.
Yep.
Okay, that may be my choice. The one thing I want to point out is. And I guess Justin says, Newt gets hurt, then Brock has no one to throw it to. I guess Shorts and Strong can fill the void, LOL. If you're obviously going to take one at some point, but a lot of what you do this year should be influenced by what you did last year. Because you, receivers in general, it's happened a lot more lately because you've had some special talents that have come in and kicked ass the first year. But generally, it takes a receiver a couple of years before they develop.
Yeah.
So when you draft one, you know, theoretically, you're drafting Jalen Strong for this year. And I think linebacker, same thing. You drafted Bernhardrick McKinney high last year for this year. And they both showed you enough at the end of last season that they were developing and that with a full offseason, they take a big jump. So, you know what? I know it's a sexy pick, and I know everybody went, oh, I want that receiver to give him a weapon. I want somebody who's going to protect his ass and keep him from getting broken.
Well, that's what – I mean, that's to Justin's point where he says Nuke gets hurt and then he's stuck with Cecil Shorts and Jalen Strong. Dwayne Brown's already hurt. I mean, think about that. You don't know what Dwayne Brown's going to come back. I think Dwayne Brown will come back all right. But also, Dwayne Brown's not going to be here forever. And Dwayne Brown, the last we saw him, it wasn't a pretty sight.
And
so
they've got a decent swing tackle in Chris Clark, but you don't want him starting.
No.
I mean, you want to use him for a game or two here or there when somebody's hurt. And, you know, if Taylor Decker's sitting there, and that's a guy, I mean, I've seen a few mocks where Conklin slides that far. I don't think it happens.
He's my favorite because he's like a – he's one of those dudes who will kind of poke you in the eyes when he's getting up off the pile. Like, he's
he'll eat a baby.
He's a nasty dude. Yeah. I like that.
I do, too. That's the kind of guy that I want to see. But – and I wrote this. Somebody brought up, like, well, Newton looked terrible when they moved him to guard last year. But keep in mind, they were shuffling that line because of injuries.
The whole line looked awful when they were doing that.
And part of it was – he didn't get a lot of reps there because you weren't expecting to play him there. And I think if you move him inside and you give him all camp, or whoever you draft plays inside, either way, and now you've got a tackle for the future when Dwayne Brown can't play anymore.
Right.
I think it just makes too much sense. And you know what? Even if you're drafting that guy, because I think I like the signing at guard, but are you really going to trust Xavier Suafilo to make that jump? Maybe he does, and if he does, great. But you're still in a good spot. Now you're drafting for next year. And people don't like it when they draft offensive linemen because they all say they want that guy who's going to be the game breaker. Well, guess what? I think you've got four receivers that you're going to go in to start with, plus whoever you draft later in the draft, hopefully. And let's not dismiss that you added a game breaker with Lamar Miller.
Yeah.
Who you're going to use in the passing game. And I just think that it would make too much sense, and it's pretty much what I wrote. And almost everybody's like, "Oh, everybody says they have to have a receiver." How does that happen? Where that's become the need that everybody's decided that's their need
because it's exciting, because it's sexy. Texans sell their games out. They don't need exciting and sexy.
And they already did sexy. They made their sexy move by going out and getting Osweiler and Miller, and yeah, you know, and in most drafts, you want these guys to be contributing by midway through the season. Usually with a first-round pick, the guy's going to play early. But it's not going to shock me at all if this guy doesn't play until late in the season. I think they're in a good spot here. I mean, it's one of those this is a draft where they could almost take anything, and they'd be fine. Like, let's say one of these cornerbacks that you like slips. Take him.
Yeah.
And if he's ready to play, well, you can move – you can use Kareem Jackson at safety. And there's all kinds of options that you suddenly have.
Because I don't think, and everybody seems, I guess the last couple days, safety has become something that people are talking about for the Texans. And I've said all along that I'm, as far as safeties go, there's one, Ramsey, one in this draft that I would take in the first round.
I tend to agree.
There's a lot of people have been talking about Carl Joseph from West Virginia. You can have him.
Yeah, that's the first round. High. That's too high. And I think,
but there are several corners I would take in the first round. And like you said, move Kareem Jackson to safety. I think Kareem Jackson he's actually looked really good at safety.
Yeah, they used him there a lot last year too. And if they go in with exactly the same secondary, they re-signed Quentin Demps, who played pretty well for him at one safety. Andre Howell played pretty well for him at the other safety. You can live with those guys. You're strong enough on the rest of that defense. So it's not like you have to go get one. And there's not going to be one at that pick that I would take. But, again, what if you trade down? Trade down into a high pick in the second round.
Yeah.
Then that might make more sense. So I think they have options for a change. It'll be interesting to see what they do. And I would just say teams that invest in the offensive line and make the right calls, because as of now, it looks like maybe Xavier Suafilo wasn't the right call. That was a good investment. You know what I've noticed? Every time they trade up for somebody that was supposed to go higher, that's where it messes up on them.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't trade up for Suafilo, but he was supposed to go in the first round.
And they thought they got great value.
Yeah, and they traded for Lewis Nix, who a lot of people thought was a first-round guy. Goes the third round, he's a bust. They traded up for Brandon Harris in the second round. Bust. Scares me a little bit about Jalen Strong now that we bring this up. But it's I do think that because of where they are, at most positions, they're pretty well set. They need a defensive end opposite of J.J. Watt. You might be able to get that there. Obviously, they need a tight end, but there's not a tight end worth going in the first round. And I've given up on them ever getting a tight end. I don't think they know.
I think Hunter Henry could go in the first round. I don't think
he's worth it. He's an okay player.
Sean Salisbury loves him.
Well, okay. I have a lot of respect for Sean on a lot of things. I think he's a nice player. Boy, I would not want to waste a first round pick on him though. All right. We'll take a break. We have one more segment to go here in the opening hour at Nick's Place. Come on out. Hang out, get ready for the draft. We'll have a good time tonight. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Good reputations are hard to come by. Stellar reputations, even harder. And when it comes to reputations among car dealers, one dealership rises above the rest. Star Motor Cars, Houston's oldest authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership. At Star Motor Cars, our stellar reputation comes from rock-solid service and a selection of available inventory that reminds each customer how important their business is to Star. The 2016 Mercedes-Benz E-Class upholds two E-Class traditions, unmatched style and extraordinary strength. Two turbochargers, four seats, one mission. The joy of driving. Visit Star Motor Cars at 7000 Old Katy Road and test drive the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz E-Class or any of Mercedes-Benz luxury vehicles today. Star Motor Cars. Forever luxurious.
This Saturday, the Bud Light Stage welcomes Blackberry Smoke to Sam Houston Race Bar.
You know she made me rock and roll.
Concert is free with live racing admission before 8 p.m. Don't miss Blackberry Smoke this Saturday at Sam Houston Race Park. Presented by Dickey's Barbecue. Buy your tickets at shrp.com today.
His reputation does not precede him. It just tries to keep up. His life flashes before other people's eyes. A coffee table book about his life doubles as a coffee table. When he says the name of the seventh planet from the sun, no one giggles. Yetis have always had a hard time believing he exists. There are two types of people in the world. He is neither of them. His space station parties have received noise complaints from Earth. He is the most interesting man in the world. This Cinco de Mayo, raise a Dos Equis and say adios to the man who made interesting more interesting. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, New York, New York.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantage retirement. Call 800-605-9191 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 1-800-605-9191. 1-800-605-9191. That's 1-800-605-9191.
ESPN
97.5 Traffic Center, 59 northbound at Murphy Road. Crews have cleared that accident, but there's still a problem on the West Sam southbound at Bel Air. Also watch for an accident on the South Loop, 610 eastbound at Broad, and a couple of right lanes. This report is brought to you by Panera Bread. Get Mom a Panera gift card, and you'll get a gift, too. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you'll get a $10 bonus card for yourself. Visit your local Panera for terms and restrictions. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
The first round of the 2016 NFL Draft is tonight at 7. Brought to you by Wingstop, the wing experts.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show out here at Nick's Place. And I guess the crew has been here all day at Hustletown on before us. And Granato was out here earlier, and somebody asked if Granato was out here drinking. And it's like, no, he left. I guess there's golf on TV somewhere.
It must be.
Yeah, that must.
I don't know.
Indeed. So, anyway, one of my favorite things is all the rumors that start happening on the day of the draft, that most of them turn out to be nothing. But it's like now there's this chatter that Paxton Lynch may fall out of the first round. And,
yeah.
And it's – which I don't believe is going to happen. But a lot of times you hear this stuff. Sometimes it does. And then the Texans trade up for him. But my favorite one is Chargers say they've been locked in on one player all along, which – and there's no way that's accurate, because you didn't know until last week there were going to be quarterbacks going 1-2.
That's probably true.
So either you're drafting someone that nobody has in the top three that you've locked in on, or you're lying through your teeth.
That's possible, too.
So, yeah, just look at like some of these headlines. Late word emerges of a Paxton Lynch free fall.
But if they like Jalen Ramsey, do you think that I don't think the Rams or the Browns would have taken Jalen Ramsey in the top two picks. So they probably just assumed
that
you
would have had Titans and Browns.
Oh, yeah.
Titans were seriously considering Ramsey or Tunsil. So, I think.
And you would have had to assume the Browns would look at a quarterback.
Yeah. So you figure you would have. I guess, frankly, if you thought it was going to be Tunsil or Ramsey one, and you thought they were leaning a certain way and you liked the other one, I guess it could be accurate, because now you get your choice of them. See, that's why I like the idea of Texans and teams in that 20 range actually moving up. So I think you're getting better value even at 15 to 18 than you would have got, because I do think you're going to have three quarterbacks go here. So you're going to get a top 12 talent at 15, because I don't think these quarterbacks are
– none of them are top 15 talents.
No. And that gives you, to me, that's good value. But I don't know that that's something they'll do. I mean, I would trade up to get one of these tackles.
That's the guys I like.
If I could get Conklin, I would do that. And I like Taylor Decker as well. I think you deal with your other needs in the later rounds. But we shall see. That's the cool part. We're not that far away from it actually happening. I have decided, though, I do not like – I miss – the old days of the draft when it was all day Saturday.
I like that way better, too. You woke up early and
you start drinking.
Well, see, I was a little kid back then, so I didn't like start drinking. I was like,
I guess I've only been
13
doing this
years
for...
old, so I wouldn't like break out my whiskey and like, lay down on the couch and start watching the draft.
Why not? You're 13.
I know. When you were 13, it was legal for you to drink.
Oh, okay.
It's never been legal in my lifetime.
Ah. Well, but I kind of miss that. I mean,
except during Prohibition when you weren't allowed to drink. I remember those days.
Yeah,
for you.
And that's when I had to go to Canada to get alcohol. And I worked with Al Capone.
You were a bootlegger.
We brought some whiskey.
And that's why you have a bootlegger tattoo on your chest.
And they made movies about us, and it was a lot of fun. So, but no, I miss where you could just kind of get on the couch, watch every pick, drink all day. And at the end of the day, you could sit down and look at everything they did.
And you could judge teams.
Yeah. Now you can't. It's like, okay, what if you trade out of the first round? And then it's kind of like that's kind of like getting blue-balled a little bit.
A little bit.
Because you're like, all right, let's see if they're going to.
Little bit.
Even though it's probably the right move, it's still frustrating. So I wish, but I understand why they're doing it. I understand why they spread it out. They're making the event. It's going to get bigger. They're going to move it around to more places. They're going to start adding all this stuff to it like they do the Super Bowl and make a bunch more money off of it. But it is amazing that it has become such an event when it's, you know, this really is about, it's not as much guesswork as it is, I think, in basketball and certainly not in baseball where you're drafting a lot of kids out of high school. But in the end, it's still guesswork. It's just fun to see, you know, who's going to shape your season, shape your off season and your future seasons. And I love the draft, but man, I wish it was all together again. But I know it's not realistic because it's all about money, man.
If I could turn back time, you know the rest of that song?
I think so. Yes.
We found yesterday that even though you said you did not know the lyrics to the TLC song Waterfalls, you in fact have heard that song before.
Yes, I have heard it.
Okay.
When he played it, it's like, oh, yeah, I'd heard that.
You see, you, like, poo-pooed it like you would – why would I have ever heard of such a thing?
Well, I don't know the lyrics to it, and I don't know
who sings
it.
You were singing along a little bit.
I was not. I just said I've heard that song before. There's a lot of stuff that I've heard that I have no clue.
But you were, like, nodding your head and kind of, like, getting into it.
No, I was not nodding my head and getting into it.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
You don't want to admit it.
But I didn't think it was rap. See, you said they were a rap group. That's
no, the girl that died was a rap. They were, like – TLC was, like, two singers and a rapper. A girl rapper. I mean, it was not even like real rap. Like she didn't talk about drugs and bitches. Like,
okay, so that's that's.
She talked about. She just didn't want no scrubs. That's all.
Hmm. So she wouldn't like me.
No.
Okay. Well then, why do I care? Anyway,
hanging out the passenger side of your best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. She don't want that.
I see. And again.
No.
Nothing.
No. Oh, well.
I just recognize the song as something that it was like, I'll give you a perfect example. When I had to go to that Nickelback concert, I'd heard every single song that they sang. I didn't know who sang them, and I'd never heard more than 20 seconds of them, but I'd heard every single one. That's what that's like. I've heard that song, don't know who sings it, but never heard more than 20 seconds
but
of it.
But you did throw up rock fingers
I did
at
not
the
stop,
show.
Stop.
And
stop.
You lit your lighter.
Stop spreading that evil, okay? It's a falsehood. It's incorrect. I kind of hid. I pulled my hoodie over my head so nobody would recognize me.
They all recognized you.
You know, there's certain things. You try to do – and you know what's going to happen is when she finally divorces me, then I'm going to have gone to a Nickelback concert.
For nothing.
For nothing. For absolutely nothing. That's going to be a horrible thing. Jay Garcia wants to know, who covers the draft best in your opinion? Radio-wise, right here. And I'm not just saying that.
You're talking about us?
Yeah, I'm talking about ESPN.
Oh, okay. Not like me and you.
No.
Like the show that comes on after us tonight
will
do the best.
Yeah, if you're listening on radio. I actually prefer that to NFL Network on Sirius. If it's TV, I prefer NFL Network to ESPN.
Okay.
That's just personal opinion. I think the ESPN stuff, there's too many guys I have to put up with that I just can't stand.
Fair enough.
And John Gruden will say nothing but nice things about every player. And you got Boomer on there. And I think the NFL Network has some sharper guys. Just guys that I like better.
It's fair. Personal preference, though. But I'm with you. I don't really like to watch Chris Berman and John Gruden talk about prospects.
Yeah. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number.
Don't want to get to
Dirty South. Chris says, I'm glad Fred tastes in beer is better than his taste in music. I don't. Yeah, this is your fault.
You bought Nickelback tickets, bro.
As a gift for somebody who freaking loves the band, okay?
You married someone who loves Nickelback.
All right, that you can blame me for. That you can say, dude, you screwed up.
And you didn't even
should have married an American. That
you didn't even get her accidentally pregnant beforehand. You just like married her by choice.
Well, actually, that's not entirely. Let's just go to break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.